So I'm going to call the meeting of Rules and Legislative Administration to order on this day, Monday, May 5th. Representative Benson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the thing I got here on time, I'd like to move the minutes for Friday, May 2nd.
Representative Benson moves the minutes. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those say no, and that motion is adopted. I would like to move Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 799 be re-referred to the General Register. Representative Lesh?
Hey, thank you, Madam Chair. So this bill was taken up last year by Representative Simon. And he did a great job on it, but we're going to make it happen this year. But to do that, we need to move to the floor, so I appreciate your support. As far as the questions, there may be some questions on it, but I think this is probably not the right venue to go into detail. Is that right, Madam Chair? Did you want me to just... did you want me to go into detail about the bill?
Representative Lesh, I think if members have questions, the bill's before us, but I don't think we're necessarily here to give the bill a full hearing. It was heard in the proper committees last year, made its way through the process, came back to rules. We're going to send it back to the General Register.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Dean.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lesh, why is this here now and at the last kind of waning moments of the session? If it was that important of a bill and it went through the proper channels last year, why is it here now so that we have to suspend the rules to try to get this in on a kind of an emergency basis? What's the emergency here?
Representative Lesh.
Representative Dean, there's no emergency. We had moved this to this committee last year after action on the floor. So it's properly within this committee as it stands now, and it made it through all previous committees. So it's not like other bills whereby we're attempting to sidestep Rule 2.03 in order to get it some kind of last-minute hearing. And as far as I know, we've still got a couple weeks left of session. So I don't think it's really last-minute, but it just had taken until this point in session for us to get to this.
Representative Dean.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lesh, if I wanted to have an amendment that was available for today, what would have been the process for me to put the amendment together to have it ready for this committee, and how could I have met the 24-hour deadline for this committee if I were going to try to follow the rules and try to amend this in committee?
Well, first of all, Madam Chair, Representative Dean, this bill is unamendable. I mean, it is potentially amendable procedurally, but the only amendment would be, any amendment whatsoever would be a poison pill amendment. So it would be the same as just voting up and down the bill, because this is a compact. So any minute change to the compact would invalidate the bill overall. So in effect, an amendment that you would offer would be the same as just arguing against the passage of the bill on the floor. That'd be my answer to that.
And Representative Dean?
Madam Chair and Representative Lesh, well, that's why we have the committee process. We don't just put things to the floor, and we do follow the process. And for that reason, I would move to strike House File 799 from the agenda. I don't know, Mr. McCormick, if that's the correct thing to do.
Mr. McCormick.
You're about to vote on whether to... The initial motion was to waive Rule 2.03 and send this to the General Register, and I think your motion would be to table the bill.
That would be the motion.
Representative Dean. Representative Dean moves to table House File 799.
Madam Chair, I'd ask for a roll call.
Madam Chair, what?
I'd ask for a roll call on the motion to table the bill.
Representative Plosky moves a roll call.
What was the original motion, Madam Chair?
To waive Rule 2.03 and to move 799 to the General Register.
So that was all in one motion.
Yep.
Okay. So, thank you.
Yep. Are there any questions?
The clerk will take the roll. Murphy.
No.
Albright.
Yes.
Benson.
No.
Carlson.
No.
Dean.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Hoppy.
Yes.
Johnson.
No.
Lesh.
No.
Lilly.
No.
Representative Loon.
Yes.
Representative Norton.
No.
Representative Pawlowski.
Yes.
Representative Pepin.
Yes.
Representative Sanders.
Pass.
Representative Torkelson.
He was here.
Representative Woodard.
No.
Representative Zellers. He's not here.
There being 7 ayes and 8 noes, the motion is not adopted. Are there further questions? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think the question before us is to whether to reanimate this bill or not. And I appreciate the work that Representative Lesh has done on this, but we had a long debate last year, and this didn't pass. And so here we are having to make a decision whether to bring this forward at this point in time. So I think the questions from the minority were kind of relevant. What's changed? What's changed on this? The motion in front of us is both waiving the rules and moving to the general register. Is that correct?
That is correct, Representative Hansen.
I would move to divide that motion and consider the waiver of the rules first.
Mr. McCormick?
I'd ask for a roll call.
Do you have advice, Mr. McCormick?
I'm sure if the committee votes to not waive the rules, then the bill cannot progress, according to joint rules.
And Mr. McCormick, is the motion divisible?
It is divisible, Madam Chair.
All right. Representative Hansen moves to divide the question, and has asked for a roll call. Members, I believe the first question is the question of whether or not we waive the rules. Are there any questions? Seeing no further, Representative Dean.
Sorry, Madam Chair. And could we just explain so everybody knows what a yes and a no vote means in terms of the bill being able to move forward or not being able to move forward? So if I vote yes, what am I voting for?
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, if a member votes yes on the waiver of rules, they're voting to waive the rules and allow the bill to progress. If they vote no on the waiver of the rules, they're voting that the bill should not progress.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick.
Is everybody clear? The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Murphy.
I vote aye.
Representative Albright.
No.
Representative Benson.
Aye.
Representative Carlson.
Aye.
Representative Dean.
Nope.
Representative Hansen.
No.
Representative Hoppy.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Lesh.
Aye.
Representative Lilly.
Yes.
Representative Loon.
No.
Representative Norton. Representative Pawlowski.
No.
Representative Pepin.
No.
Representative Sanders.
Pass.
Representative Woodard.
Yes.
Being 9 ayes and 6 noes, the motion is adopted. We have waived the rules. And the second half of the motion would be then to send House File 799 to the General Register. Are there any questions? The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Murphy.
Aye.
Representative Albright.
No.
Representative Benson.
Aye.
Representative Carlson.
Aye.
Representative Dean.
Nope.
Representative Hansen.
No.
Representative Hoppe?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Lesh?
Aye.
Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Representative Loon?
No.
Representative Norton? Representative Pawlowski?
No.
Representative Pepin?
No.
Representative Sanders?
Yes.
Representative Woodard?
Yes.
There being 9 ayes and 6 nays, that motion is adopted. All right, members, we're going to come back a little later this morning to move the calendar for today. But before I do that, I'd like to move that we strike Senate File 1900 from the calendar for today. And the calendar we move later will be for Wednesday. Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those no. And that motion is adopted. Members, I'm sorry. Representative Pepin. Oh, thanks.
Thank you. I still had a question. I have a question on the calendar, but I also have a question on something that was said in the last, just for clarity from staff.
And I'm so sorry.
So my first question for the last part was, Representative Lesh indicated that the this bill couldn't be amended because it was a compact, and I just wanted to get clarity from staff. I always understood it that way, too, but the military compact that we passed earlier was not the same as the compact from other states. And was told that that would not be invalidated if it was different. And I'm wondering if Mr. McCormick could explain if Representative Lesh is accurate, and if so, why is this different than the military compact that passed earlier this session that is not the same as compacts passed in the other states?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, the legislature is often asked to adopt compacts, the Great Lakes Compact. There's been interstate insurance compacts, the military compact. A compact is always amendable by the legislature because it comes in the form of a bill, and a bill is always amendable by the legislature. If the Minnesota legislature adopts changes to a compact, it's entirely up to that compacting process whether they would tolerate states being out of line with the overall general compact format. In some instances, they don't mind deviations by individual states on a given compact, and others it's fatal to the process, and that's on a case-by-case basis. So Representative Lesh is arguing that in this case a change is fatal to this compacting process. The next compacting process on another issue, water or something, it might not be fatal.
Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Representative Murphy. And Representative Lesh, then I guess the question is, I don't know if it's for Mr. McCormick or Representative Lesh, how would I find out, or where is the information to determine that it is indeed fatal to amend this bill?
Representative Lesh.
Well, Representative, Madam Chair, Representative Pepin, I guess you could use that brand new law degree and litigate it. Based upon the structure and the folks that I have talked to, is that changes in this would make it fatal. But I think that would be up for litigation as to whether or not you could. So the only thing that we could do is amend a different version and expect that it would be ruled as either amendable or not amendable, and then of course it would probably be litigated after the next big general election where there was a close race for president. That would probably be on the lawyer's radar. So that would be the chance that we would take, but I don't know of anywhere else to find that out. But I think in light of the question raised and the statement made by Mr. McCormick, maybe I can find some more information out on that before it goes to the floor and talk to you.
Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, when will this go to the floor then, and will there be an opportunity to vote on amendments then, as per Representative Bean's question?
Representative Pepin and members, I think this could be to the floor by Wednesday, and the amendment rule will apply, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Madam Chair?
Representative.
Okay, thank you for that. And then just some clarity on we're voting. I'm confused about what we're doing. I thought we already voted on the calendar for today. What is it that we are doing here?
Representative Pepin, we'll come back after a recess to vote on the calendar for the day for Wednesday. We did vote for the calendar for today, and we're striking Senate File 1900 from that calendar today.
Thank you.
Okay. Representative Hansen.
Just a parliamentary question. So when we took this up last time, we had gone to third reading, and we had done a passage, right? So this did not pass. So does the amendment procedure start over because it's recalendered, or do we consider that it on the third reading before the end of it?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, this is entirely amenable. We, by placing it on the general register, we're giving it a second reading and making it amendable.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Mr. McCormick.
At the end of every legislative session, bills that are in process are returned to committees, or in this case, referred to the Rules Committee. When they're resent to the floor, they're placed on the general register, subject to amendment, given their second reading, and then at the end of that debate, given another third reading.
Thank you.
No further questions with committee. Thank you for the mental exercise this morning. I appreciate it. Members, we are in recess.
Members, I'd like to call us back to order. Thank you for being this morning. Thanks for coming back. And I have someone motion to move the calendar for the day, Wednesday, May 7th. And it is the chief author's intent to insert the House language for Senate File 2065. Are there any questions? No questions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. And now we are in recess.